Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's talk to the Father God. Father God, we thank you for your love and goodness and mercy. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Trinity. Thank you for the wonderful salvation you've blessed us with and made available to us and to every man, every woman, every child. And we thank you, Father God, we receive the joy of that salvation today. In Jesus' name, amen. And we thank God that revelation knowledge is flowing on this topic, the joy of salvation. We don't have to be sad Christians. Now, I know that many times sad things happen to us. Amen. I get that. But at the same time, deep within us is that force of salvation, that force of joy, that fruit of the Spirit. And that's what we're talking about, where David in Psalm 51:12 said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." And in Romans 1:16, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. So when we believe in our heart and speak with our mouth, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, we shall be saved. And salvation not only shows us we're going to heaven, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, but five other things. And the salvation going to heaven is included in this first one as well. But the first one is deliverance. We've been translated and delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Hallelujah. Love that translation. We're also safe. He's granted us safety in salvation and preservation and healing. And finally, soundness. The words salvation in the Greek and the Hebrew, that word implies these five things: deliverance, safety, preservation, healing, and soundness. So today I want to look briefly at 2 Timothy 1:7. We've talked about this. You know, you'll go back through the podcast. I know some people who are just going through every one of these episodes, and you'll have some repetitive topics and repetitive things, of course. But here's the deal. It helps to hear the word. The faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. You just got to keep hearing it. So this scripture is very important to me, and I know it's important to a lot of people. It says this, "For God has not given," 2 Timothy 1:7 from the King James, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." From the Passion Translation, verse 7 of 2 Timothy 1, "For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control." That word self-control in the footnotes of the Passion say revelation light or instruction. I think that's very interesting because we need revelation of the Word to keep our mind sound. You know, soundness of mind can mean different things to different people, but to me it means peace. Having that peace, the peace of God which passes all understanding, is what keeps our mind sound. In other words, something you don't understand keeps your mind sound so you can understand. You can understand what God's saying to you. Amen. You don't have to understand God. Isn't that great? All you have to do is believe. It's so simple to the spirit, but to the natural mind, it's just crazy the way this works. See, you and I are in the world, the Bible says, but we're not of it. So you're not of this world system. You're in it, but you're not of it. You know, therefore, your children do not have to be taught of the world system. They live in it, but they need to be taught of the word system so they can operate in the world system. So there are some people out there listening right now, I'm sure, because I know I've dealt with spirit of fear, and many people have, but you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, a spirit of Holy Spirit who gives you power, love, and a sound mind. This is one of the greatest confessions of faith in the Bible. I taught my son this when he was really, really young, and I could say it today. For God has not given you a spirit of, and I could stop right there. But I could say of fear, but of, and he would say power, love, and a sound mind. Why? Because I ingrained that in him. I didn't want him to be afraid of anything, but to be confident in God. Start putting that in your children. Start putting that in your grandchildren. Start ministering that to your spouse. Ministering that to your friends. Ministering that to your loved ones, your relatives, to other believers. Minister this word. Why? Because the devil wants to destroy, kill, steal, kill, and destroy our minds. Notice that in John 10, it says steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal from us, kill us, and then totally destroy any testimony that we might have in history. But the memory of the just is blessed, not only in what they did, but praise God, our memories are too. I mean, our natural memories. Why? Because we have soundness of mind. We are sound. We are of sound mind. Listen, we can give testimony because we are of sound mind. Testimony of the Word. Testimony of the goodness of God. Testimony of Jesus. Why? Because we are saved. The joy of my salvation means that no matter what's happening around me, you and I can be independent of circumstances if we'll refocus on the Word. So this has been a really fun series. I've enjoyed doing it. It kind of came to me one day. I was sitting in a Bible study and I wrote this down. And all I wrote down was salvation defined, because I had remembered reading this so many times. But I wanted to just share it with you. We could go, each one of these could bring a whole series, of course, each one of these words. But I want you to remember that you can be joyful today because you are going to heaven. You are delivered, you are safe, you are preserved, you're healed, and you are of sound mind because it's renewed to the Word of God. Father God, thank you as we have looked in your Word on this vital, vital word of salvation, that we will learn and continually learn what you have provided for us in salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.